The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Transformation of federal law enforcement under Joe Biden. Don't look at the Republicans, but at the Democrats. Because the Democrats are the ones who found themselves under scrutiny whenever they obstructed Biden's political projects. And when you look at it that way, you'll suddenly find there is actually a pattern. Across the 4 years that Biden was in office, dozens of Democrats at every level of government were investigated, pressured, or indicted if they defied the White House on Biden's policies. Now, again, as we talked in the last hour about how investigations themselves can be the punishment, many of those inquiries that occurred during the Biden administration never matured into prosecutions. But the hint of just federal law enforcement attention was usually enough that whoever was the target suddenly got right back in line and suddenly supported the Biden policies. When the signal failed and the stupid politician didn't get that the White House is going to unleash the Department of Justice and the FBI on them, that's when the hammer dropped. I give you, for example, the cases of Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, or Mayor Eric Adams of New York, Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas, Congressman T.J. Cox, Governor Andrew Cuomo, Congressman Matt Cartwright. They all are an illustration of that pattern that I just described to you. The case of Congressman Cuellar is probably the most aggressive example because in his case, it reveals how federal law enforcement became an informal tool for enforcing all of the intra-party discipline that the Democrats and the Biden administration demanded. But the pattern started with Bob Menendez in New Jersey. He was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he stood between Biden and a very central part of Biden's early foreign policy. You see, Biden was trying to loosen restrictions on financial transactions. Gee, I wonder why, Hunter. Remittances. And, of course, travel with Cuba, something that his predecessor, Obama, had been trying to do. So Bob Menendez, invoking human rights and security concerns, blocked that move back in May of 2022. Menendez's opposition lasted for about, several months, maybe 4 or 5 months. And it left the White House with no clear path forward of getting those things done. Now, the FBI had known about Senator Menendez's dealings with this Egyptian interest that he's convicted of later on since at least 2018. Yet, there was never an indictment until September of 2023. That was less than a year after he refused to budge at all on Biden's Cuban policy. And then thanks later to some whistleblower disclosures, we now know that the decision to indict Bob Menendez didn't arise from an independent prosecutorial assessment from the Department of Justice. It came from direct pressure inside Biden's Oval Office. And so he suddenly found himself, because he was fighting Biden on those policies, he now found himself charged with bribery, extortion, obstruction, and acting as an unregistered foreign agent. Well, I think the timing in that case mattered, because once Menendez stepped back from the Foreign Relations Leadership Committee, the administration got the room that it needed to relax the Cuban restrictions. Now, on its face, the indictment does look to, just a casual observer, it does look like a corruption case. But with the whistleblower reports, now in complete view, that case looks even more clearly like an enforcement action against a Democrat who was trying to prevent the administration from enacting certain policies at a very consequential moment. Never thought about it that way, did you? Yeah, I know everybody just thinks that Bob Menendez was, in cahoots with the Egyptians and they got the gold bars and the gold watches and all of that. Oh, no, there's so much more to the story than that. And I think the part of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story that really matters is this indictment of Bob Menendez, while probably justified, the timing was done for political effect. It was the process, like we talked about in the last hour. It was the process in order to get him to budge so that Biden could get his Cuban policies enacted. Now, Mayor Eric Adams is actually a pretty good parallel case. Because as mayor of New York City, he confronted the consequences of Biden's border policies probably more directly than any other Democrat. By early of 2023, New York City was completely overwhelmed by illegal crossings and asylum claims. And Adams even said so in public. In April of 2023, Eric Adams openly blamed Joe Biden for the crisis. And then in October, he took the extraordinary step for a Democrat, and he declared a state of emergency in New York City's 5 boroughs because of that unimpeded flow of illegal aliens. Uh-oh. In April of 2023, he then openly blamed Biden for the crisis. Then came the declaration of emergency. and by December he was complaining that the White House would not even meet with him. What happened 9 months later? A baby? That's next.
As President Trump cuts the markets free from Washington red tape and job-killing regulations, the stage is set for life-changing stock market gains across defense, healthcare, energy, manufacturing, and more. Yet most Americans are at risk of missing out on the biggest fortunes this transformation could create. To change that, a new financial intelligence initiative, Money and Power, has been launched. The full details are revealed in an exclusive interview now available at insider2025.com. Paid for by Paradigm Press.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
The groundbreaking podcast Bone Valley uncovers startling new evidence that could solve a crime committed in 1987 and free a man who was unjustly convicted. Join Pulitzer Prize-winning author Gilbert King for an exploration of one of Central Florida's most shocking mysteries.
In the whole drive down, I can't shake what Judge Cupp keeps telling me about Leo Schofield.
This guy is innocent. God help us if we can't get this right.
Listen to Bone Valley wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Algorithm, your newest true crime podcast obsession. Discover the algorithm created to detect serial killers and how it flagged an unusual number of seemingly random murders in Gary, Indiana. A reporter tried to warn local police, but was ignored.
The first thought I had was, could we teach a computer to identify connected cases, to find serial killings?
Explore how technology can identify and track serial killers.
This story has the potential to change how homicides are investigated all across the country.
And discover if even today, there may still be a killer on the loose in Gary, Indiana.
I think the Gary Police Department should be looking at some of those old cases. They still may have a killer out there.
Listen to Algorithm wherever you get your podcasts.
Bridgewater, the hit fiction podcast, is back. A supernatural thriller presented in immersive 3D binaural audio.
The Bridgewater Triangle.
There is some kind of mystical force in this region that attracts monsters and paranormal activity.
There's something beyond our understanding going on here.
Starring Supernatural's Misha Collins, The Walking Dead's Melissa Ponzio, and Rogue One's Alan Tudyk. Written by Lauren Shippen and created by me, Aaron Mankey. Listen to Bridgewater wherever you get your podcasts.
Bachelor Nation, can we steal you for a second? Bachelor Happy Hour, the one and only official Bachelor Nation podcast, is back. Go behind the scenes with your hosts, Bachelor in Paradise Season 7 newlyweds, Joe Immobile and Serena Pitt, for real stories about what happens in Bachelor Mansion.
Here on Bachelor Happy Hour, we'll be putting all the guys in the hot seat. We'll have exclusive interviews. We'll be the first to talk to the men. We're going to bring the drama into the house and leave probably brokenhearted.
Joe and Serena chat with fellow Bachelor alumni and current cast members who reveal firsthand details about the show that you simply won't hear anywhere else. This is your home for all things Bachelor Nation.
We'll also be breaking down each episode, and we'll have some juicy insider secrets along the way.
New season, new love stories, new drama.
Pour yourself a drink, because the most dramatic season has just begun.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So as I kind of teased in that last segment, so here's Eric Adams, and And Eric Adams is complaining about the immigration policies and how it's overwhelming New York City. And he does so very publicly. And then he declares a state of an emergency. Then he complained that the White House would not even meet with him. Remember that? Why, Joe Biden won't even meet with me. 9 months after that. No, he didn't have a baby. But what happened was federal prosecutors indicted him for alleged bribery and campaign finance violations built around that he had received upgraded airline seats and hotel rooms from some Turkish interests valued at around $100,000. Now, the upgrades have been known for years. They've never been treated as a criminal case. The theory of the case that such upgrades somehow constituted foreign finance bribery, that's kind of a novel theory, and that's quite a stretch, too. What had not changed, though, was not the evidence. That was still the same. They'd known about the evidence for a long time. What changed was the politics. You see, Eric Adams had broken ranks at a moment exactly when the White House needed unity on immigration messaging. Then what followed looked less like routine prosecution and more like a reminder to other Democrats that if you're going to dissent from our policies, you're going to pay a pretty heavy cost. Another example. If you think back to when these examples were occurring, you may recall that everybody was like, oh, you know, Eric Adams is in big trouble. He's been doing all these things. He's been doing them wrong, blah, 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 blah. No, actually, that's not quite true after all. That evidence was known, but no action was taken. And as I point out, it wasn't that the evidence changed. It was that the politics changed. Then think about Andrew Cuomo. It's the same pattern. It's just that the mechanism is different. In the early months of the pandemic, Cuomo's administration issued nursing home policies that we know, in hindsight, resulted in a significant loss of life. Well, the Department of Justice declined to prosecute him at that time. But then once Cuomo started to position himself as a potential rival to Biden for national leadership, a series of investigations, leaks, coordinated public statements from both federal and state officials started to shift the political grounds beneath Andrew Cuomo. The sexual misconduct allegations that ended his career, those were handled with amazing coordination across multiple jurisdictions. And the timing of those allegations, as I've said, you know, there are no coincidences in Washington, D.C. Well, the timing aligned with the White House's concerns about a challenge from Andrew Cuomo if Biden were to seek a second term. So the episode was not a conventional federal prosecution, but it does illustrate how investigative attention, just the, you know, just somebody from the White House, somebody from the Department of Justice, somebody from U.S. Attorney's Office, somebody from the FBI, leaked to the New York Times or the Washington Post or whomever that, hey, we're looking at Andrew Cuomo over some sexual allegations. And thus, the avalanche starts. And that's all they needed. And it's just drip, drip, drip. And pretty soon, it's just overwhelming. So again, it's the process, not necessarily the prosecution. But it does illustrate how just the attention could be marshaled against a Democrat who became inconvenient to a Democrat administration. Makes you think differently. I know I still don't like Andrew Cuomo. Still think he was a horrible governor. Still think he did horrible things as governor during COVID. But it gives you a different understanding of what's really going on in the background while the cabal's feeding you about, oh, he's a womanizer and he's, you know, he's having sex with a staffer and blah, blah. Yes, all that indeed may be true. But why do they want you to know that? Because they're trying to cut his legs out from under him. Now, Congressman T.J. Cox, he faced an indictment in August of 2022 for wire fraud and some related charges that tied to conduct that predated the Biden presidency. But the indictment came only after he broke with the Biden administration on a bunch of votes involving energy and border security, and it landed right at the height of an election cycle in which the Democrats were trying to purge internal dissenters. Likewise, Congressman Matt Cartwright, who was a moderate Democrat, he had a history of disagreeing with party leadership on energy regulation. He found himself under the cloud of a federal investigation, never produced any charges, but what did it succeed in doing? It succeeded in silencing his criticism of the Biden administration's climate policies. These cases did not draw national headlines. They didn't need to. All they had to do was, within Democrat circles, they were understood as reminders that the Department of Justice will do whatever it is that Joe Biden wants, and they could reach deep into the party when necessary, and they could slap people around. And if you're a politician, you don't want to get slapped around by the president. Now, I know that, well, I don't know, but I will argue that these examples show a pattern. But I think the case of Congressman Henry Cuellar shows it the best. Because between 2021 and 2024, Cuellar was probably the single most persistent Democrat critic of Biden's immigration, energy, abortion, and gun control agendas. He has a district in South Texas, and it bore the brunt of Biden's border policies. In March of 21, he told the White House that he said that the White House was in complete denial about the crisis, and he argued that the president had lost control of the southern border. Remember at the same time that Alejandro Mayorkas was telling us how the border was secure? Well, a month after Cuellar had told the public, that the president had lost control of the southern border, he publicly demanded that Alejandro Mayorkas deploy more Border Patrol agents to Laredo, Texas. So then over the next several years, Henry Cuellar leaked damaging Homeland Security documents showing overcrowded facilities, mass release of immigrants, and the processing failures that were taking place. Those leaks, they absolutely contradicted the White House narrative and embarrassed the administration. He kept repeating the criticism through 2022, 2023. Then in early 2024, he called for Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, to resign and to be replaced. Not one single Democrat had mounted such a sustained public challenge to what I believe was Biden's signature policy, open borders. So Henry Cuellar defied Biden across broad policies. He opposed the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. He resisted Biden's plan to stop new oil and gas leases. He pushed for an increase in liquid natural gas exports. He rejected the federal methane rules. He broke with the White House on abortion by voting against the Women's Health Protection Act in September of 21. After the Dobbs decision, he again rejected federal codification of Roe v. Wade. And national Democrats backed a pro-choice primary challenger against him, trying to get him out of office. On gun control, Henry Cuellar opposed key provisions of Biden's preferred bills, and he supported only narrower Senate compromises. And then he started obstructing Democrat immigration proposals that expanded the parole and asylum authority without any enforcement measures. So by the time he got to mid-2023, Henry Cuellar had become the administration's most significant internal obstacle on both immigration and energy, and he had proven that he was not going to bend to pressure. And that's when the fight started. I'll be right back.
Too much on your list this season? Get 50% off your first 6 months of payroll at Gusto.com/radio. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance, so you can go from making payroll to making gingerbread houses, checking your books to decking the halls, spreadsheets to snow angels. Switch before the end of the year and there's no need to transfer payroll history. Now that's a reason to be merry. Choose a future with Gusto and get more time for what matters. For a limited time, get 50% off your first 6 months at Gusto.com/radio.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker. It's happening now. Play smarter. Play faster. Play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
A so-called moderate Yellow Dog Democrat, and he's not going to change his stripes. Well, when the informal pressure failed by, you know, the leadership, I'm sure that, you know, Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and everybody, you know, put pressure on him. I'm sure some of the donors put pressure on him. But when all that pressure failed, guess what happened next? That's right. They began an investigation. You see, Henry Cuellar's wife had business interests. Now, they've been previously disclosed, and they have been reviewed by the Department of Justice and by, you know, you have to file all these financial forms. And they get reviewed by, you know, financial committees and, you know, the White House counsel will review them. In case of a congressman, you know, the ethics committee will review them or staffers will. They filed all the disclosures, and they found no misconduct whatsoever. But then steps in Biden's Department of Justice and tries to reframe his wife's interest as a bribery scheme. When the investigators couldn't establish a quid pro quo, then they tried to conduct a sting operation. So the FBI created a dummy corporation. They funded that dummy corporation with taxpayer resources. And then they tried to route money through Cuellar's campaign, his staff, and even his family. But none of the targets took the bait. And despite the failure of the sting operation, the Department of Justice still proceeded with an indictment in May of 2024, and they alleged he had engaged, and his wife had engaged, too, they charged both of them, with bribery, conspiracy, wire fraud, extortion, obstruction, and again, acting as an unregistered foreign agent. The indictment, even on its face, and according to its timing, appears designed to make re-election for Henry Cuellar next to impossible, and then to attempt to install a more obedient Democrat in his place for the 2026 election cycle. Events inside the Department of Justice reinforce that interpretation, because the U.S. attorney in Houston, a guy by the name of Alamander S. Hamdani, not Mondami, Hamdani, reportedly refused to prosecute the case because he did not believe there was any evidence. He recognized, the U.S. attorney did, that this case was nothing more than a political action against a member of Biden's own party because he wouldn't fall in line. So when the local U.S. attorney's office declined to prosecute, Merrick Garland, remember him, the attorney general under Biden, he reassigned the case to the main Justice Department inside the Beltway in D.C., so prosecutors from the Public Integrity Section and the Counterintelligence and Export Control Section took over the entire matter. So the relocation of a domestic public corruption case and turning into a national security prosecutors in Washington, that in and of itself is highly unusual. And it suggests, in fact, I think it's pretty good circumstantial evidence, that the Biden administration wanted to have absolute control over the case rather than a U.S. attorney that would provide a neutral assessment of the evidence. What unifies all of these examples is not a, well, it is somewhat of a partisan motive, but it's more of an institutional motive. The Department of Justice and the FBI became instruments for controlling and punishing internal Democrat dissent. That mechanism, and I don't know how to explain this other than, let me just try to explain it. That mechanism can operate without explicit orders. You don't need the president to say, I want XYZ done. All you need is to know the president's trying to accomplish something over here, and you're the attorney general, and you know that Cuellar is causing you problems, or Eric Adams is causing you problems, or any of the others are causing you problems. So you step in, and as a good foot soldier, you'll go do the dirty work for the president. Or if you're dense, like Alejandro Mayorkas may have been, or as Merrick Garland probably is, you might need a little nudge from, oh, maybe the White House chief of staff or the White House comms director or maybe one of the staffers that used to work for Obama that was working in the Biden White House to pick up the phone and call Mayorkas or to call Merrick Garland and say, hey, listen, Cuellar is getting us in trouble. You don't even need to ask them to do anything. You just tell them, hey, Cuellar is giving us some trouble. Because bureaucracies internalize the preferences of the leadership. They respond to the political incentives. And under the Biden, the incentive structure rewarded actions that neutralized Democrats that were threatening the administration's either legislative strategy or their public messaging. So what do? They open investigations. Leaks are issued. Prosecutors generate novel theories of liability when the traditional theories didn't have any support or evidence to them. And most of those actions that I've talked about with these cases never produced convictions, yet they did not need to. That was not the point. The point was to deter and get those yahoos in line. These internal enforcement actions also explain why complaints about weaponization against Republicans so often fall on deaf ears. Most Democrats assume that any Republican under investigation is presumptively guilty. Yet when the same tactics fall on Democrats and they hold mainstream policy views within the party, the abuses become harder to ignore. It's not an answer to say that prosecutors occasionally bring corruption cases against Democrats. The question ought to be is why are these cases surged at particular moments when the targets were obstructing Biden's agenda and why many were built on theories that would not have survived scrutiny under any other president or any other administration? The deeper issue is a structural issue. I don't know how many Democrats or Republicans, for that matter, were quietly investigated, pressured, or coerced into conformity. The number is probably a lot larger than public record would show you. But once a pattern of selective enforcement takes hold, again, like we talked about in the last hour with the Germans, that curb gets broken. You know, the 18-wheeler kind of bumps it and it kind of cracks. The next one kind of cracks it further. And pretty soon, those curbs, those guardrails, are just completely gone. That's how the bureaucracy operates. You don't need a memo. You don't need an email. You don't need the president to pick up the phone and say, Henry Cuellar's being a butthead, would you please go prosecute him? They know intuitively, instinctively, that that's what they need to do. And that's why, once the pattern of selective enforcement takes hold, that it does spread. Because officials get the message that their careers depend on cooperation with the preferences of the executive branch. And federal law enforcement then becomes the weapon. Federal law enforcement then becomes the tool for shaping party discipline. And you and me, in the public, we only see the completed prosecutions. That's not what really matters. If they get a prosecution, that's just a trophy to hang on the wall. The real damage, the real coercion, is in the investigation. It happens in the shadows. It happens behind the scenes. It happens while, you know, they're being called in for a deposition. It happens when they get a bill from their lawyer for, you know, $1 billion because they spent so many hours, you know, dealing with the FBI and the Department of Justice. And that's why congressional oversight is so important. I'll explain that next. Don't go away.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ETHOS.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It feels like every day there's a new tech scam or data breach making headlines. But with Webroot Essentials, you don't have to live in fear. Webroot Essentials is powerful cloud-based antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than brands like Norton and McAfee. With Password Manager and Web Threat Shield built in, Webroot Essentials protects up to 5 devices without slowing you down. Right now, get 60% off Webroot Essentials at webroot.com/save. Stop worrying about what's out there. Live a better digital life with Webroot today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us. Delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-6-42.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer?
As I always like to do, I always like to thank the audience for tuning in, and particularly, you know, during this holiday season. The fact that you take time out to listen to The Weekend with Michael Brown means an awful lot to me. So I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. You know, I'll talk to you some this month, and then I'll be back, you know, full time again after the first of the year. But everybody have a great Christmas. And again, you know, if you have friends or even people you don't like that you might enjoy the program, be sure to let them know about the program. And if you do like what we do on the weekend, I would remind you that I also do a weekday program out of Denver, Monday through Friday. It airs from 9 to noon Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. The station is KOA. It's located on the dial at 850 AM and 94.1 FM. And so on your iHeart app, you can set a preset for KOA at either 850 AM or 94.1 FM. And then you can listen to what I do Monday through Friday on the weekday program in addition to the weekend program. And our streaming numbers are great. And I think a lot of that's because of you, and I really do appreciate it. So back to this story about these so-called coincidences. which are really not coincidences at all. It's all about party discipline. It's all about making sure that people that stray off the party line get pushed right back into the middle of the highway. And that's why you have to have congressional oversight. I think that Congressman Jim Jordan ought to investigate the pattern of these investigations that were directed at the Democrats during the Biden years. All we hear about is how, you know, the Trump administration is weaponizing, going against his enemies and doing all of these things. I don't see that. I see legitimate cases. In fact, some cases that I think are legitimate have been thrown out by judges that I think were, you know, probably playing a little bit of politics. But if Trump is going to weaponize, then I will condemn him to that. You should not weaponize the Department of Justice or law enforcement. But I do believe sincerely that that is precisely what the Biden administration did. And they did it to their own people. They didn't do it to their enemies, although they saw their own people as their internal enemies. Their useful idiots weren't doing what they were supposed to do as useful idiots. So I think that Congressman Jordan of Ohio ought to investigate that pattern of the investigation directed at the Democrats by the Biden Department of Justice and FBI. And I'm not trying to gain some sort of pardon advantage. What I'd like to see happen is a restoration of the norm that law enforcement has got to become an instrument of, should not become, an instrument of political conformity. Because understanding what happened to Bob Menendez, Eric Adams, Henry Cuellar, Cox, Cuomo, Cartwright, understanding that is essential for preventing the misuse of federal power. Once a party, once an individual, learns that it can enforce loyalty through federal investigations, the temptation to repeat the practice grows. And a republic like ours cannot function if elected officials fear that mere policy disagreements are going to be met with federal investigations. Because those investigations at that point become what? The process becomes the punishment. And when it becomes the punishment, that's what you have to watch out for. I want to cover one more thing before, I'm going to go back to Europe for just a minute, before we finish out the program. Because I've talked a lot about totalitarianism and authoritarianism, these investigations, and how they're used to coerce everything. Well, the word totalitarian usually evokes an image of barbed wire, secret, you know, police, a single party marching in lockstep. Well, going back to Europe for a moment, that standard, when you look at the European Union, kind of looks harmless because nobody's being deported to a camp for criticizing the EU that sits in Brussels, in Belgium. All the newspapers still publish harsh editorials. There are elections held on schedule. And that familiar picture, comforting as it is, tends to blind us to the quieter and a more modern form of domination. When the UK went through Brexit and withdrew from the European Union, they were essentially trying to reestablish their sovereignty. Now, there are pros and cons to it, and the EU has pretty much punished the UK for withdrawing from the EU. But when you look at what the EU is currently doing, you have to ask yourself, what are they accomplishing? Is there anything at all that they're truly accomplishing? Because I'm not sure they are. Think about the Russian and Ukrainian war right now. What is it, truly what is it, that Ukraine needs from Europe? Because if bear hugs were army divisions or brave words were euros, Zelensky would have ended his tour of the European capitals the best armed and the best funded leader in the world. Prime Minister Keir Starmer of the UK said that we stand with Ukraine. We support you in the conflict. We support you in the negotiations to make sure that this is a just and lasting settlement. Chancellor Merz, we talked about earlier in the program, he declared to Zelensky that nobody should doubt our support for Ukraine, and then added that Ukraine, the destiny of Ukraine is the destiny of Europe. Macron in France promised that Europe has a lot of cards in our hands. Okay, you got a lot of cards. What are you going to do with them? So Zelensky goes from London to Rome, he meets with Maloney, and she offered more hugs, Pope Leo got in the act, gave his blessing, and there's no doubt in my mind that Ukraine really does enjoy this sincere support of Europe in their struggle to resist the Russian invasion. And I don't want to just minimize that, but I want to be real about it. If we're going to have a treaty or an armistice or even a ceasefire, any one of those, between Russia and Ukraine, there will have to be some enforceable mechanism, security guarantees. There may be demilitarized zones. And I'm curious about what has Europe offered that would do any of that? Oh, they've provided pats on the back. We love you. We're behind you. Yeah, we're 10 miles behind you, but we're behind you. Europe hasn't given them anything. And now I want you to ask yourself, why? And I think the why is because Europe doesn't have anything to give. Europe has so emasculated itself with, woke policies, with what we talked about earlier in the second hour about the speech laws. You think about Germany and all their green new energy deals. They've completely eviscerated their economies. So they have nothing to give Zelensky. And I think that, as Stalin once said, the Pope commands no divisions. Well, the Prime Minister of Italy, Meloni, she postponed a government vote on further military funding for Ukraine while the peace talks were going on. And then Macron refused to disclose the details of a $21 billion deal with Russian central bank assets that are held in France on the grounds of, it's just confidential, we can't talk about it. So they're doing all of this talk, but there's nothing really happening. And so that puts Trump, who's really trying to end the war. If you wonder why Trump keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, it's because Putin has shown no signs whatsoever of slowing down. Zelensky has shown no signs of slowing down, but Zelensky doesn't have the weaponry. He doesn't have the armaments that he needs to push back on the Russians. And Europe once again proves itself to be a paper tiger. Hugs and kisses. Oh, we love you. We're behind you. Okay. Show me the cannons. Show me the fighter jets. Show me the, the helmets, the boots on the ground that you'll put in the demilitarized zones. I tell you all of that simply because as we enter into the holiday season, I want you to think, what are they really doing? And Trump is the only one who is willing to call the reality of what's happening on the ground and say that to the Europeans' faces and to say it to Zelensky's face. And I think that's precisely what we need. Doesn't mean we're going to get anywhere, but it means that finally somebody is telling the Europeans the truth, and then we wonder why Trump demands that NATO, the European nations in NATO, step up and put in their fair share. This is why. Because I don't think they really have it. Again, thanks for joining the weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
Need extra cash this holiday season? WeFixMoney.com can help you get up to $5,000, sometimes the same day. WeFixMoney.com has helped customers get emergency cash for 17 years and is rated A by the Better Business Bureau. If you need money for gifts, bills, childcare, or anything else this holiday season, go to WeFixMoney.com. It's free to use, available 24/7, and you are not required to accept any loan offered. Go to the website you can trust, WeFixMoney.com, WeFixMoney.com.
It feels like every day there's a new tech scam or data breach making headlines. But with Webroot Essentials, you don't have to live in fear. Webroot Essentials is powerful cloud-based antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than brands like Norton and McAfee. With Password Manager and Web Threat Shield built in, Webroot Essentials protects up to 5 devices without slowing you down. Right now, get 60% off Webroot Essentials at webroot.com/save. Stop worrying about what's out there. Live a better digital life with Webroot today.
Now, this This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.